sort of a masay. The pasuk says v'yichtoiv mitzayim and masayim and masayim and mitzayim. Everybody talks about it. The mitzayim is where they found themselves. Masayim is the journey. We know that there's a inyan of a sod of al pi Hashem yisu, al pi Hashem yachnu. And the sod is that a yid has to know, and this is the sod of Krishna. That there's no such thing as a mokum reik. There's no such thing as an empty mokum where there's nothing going on. In other words, when the something is lehevel v'lerik, then it brings on there's a sugi and ksubas. Sugi and ksubas says that if a person gets married and his wife has money and she has avodim and she has shvachas and he's still allowed to be koy for her to do melacha. Why? Because shabatola b'teila brings to shiyam. No tachlis whatsoever brings to bad things. Yidden don't have a mokum, Yidden don't have a rega where there's nothing going on, which is a matzav of shiamum. Even though we sleep, even though we also have to relax, but nevertheless it's all a hachana to the next thing coming. And that's the sod al pi Hashem yisu, al pi Hashem yachnu. Even b'shas tevechoyna, even b'shas techaniya, it was all a hachana for the al pi Hashem yisu. So they were busy. When there's no Beis HaMikdash, that's the zman to build up the tzipiyah for the Beis HaMikdash. So it's not that we're not involved with Beis HaMikdash. Adarabba, when there's no Beis HaMikdash, then our avodah is the tzipiyah for the Beis HaMikdash. Be'eres tziyah v'ayef b'limoyim, kein b'kodesh chazisicha. According to the tzipiyah, according to how a person feels without Beis HaMikdash, that's how much he's going to be zorcha, kein b'kodesh chazisicha. So even when there's nothing going on, there's still a lot going on. There's no such thing in Yiddishkeit that nothing's going on. Polish is far right. The Mishnah told Moshe Rabbeinu, "Nakoim nikmas, nakom av achat yosef alamach." Then you're going to die. Meaning, even just before he's died, Moshe Rabbeinu is busy. Moshe Rabbeinu is busy. There's no empty free time in Yiddishkeit. The menucha is a hachana for what's coming next. Menucha is the hachana for what's coming next. Without the hachana, then there wouldn't be the hisrakshas for what's coming next. That's the sod of Be'etzim of Krishma. That's why we say in Krishma, B'shivtecho b'visecho is Be'etzim hachana for the lechtecho v'aderech. The B'shachbecho is the hachana for the v'kumecho. Bilam was trying to be mekal Klal Yisrael, he's trying to find that mokum where there's shimum, that mokum where there's nothing going on. Like it says, "Imloy brisi yerma malai lachukish mayim watz leisanti." It mustn't be a rega ponui. Because the same way as leis asar ponui, the same way as a mokum, there's no mokum that's ponui from avodas Hashem. So to in zman, there's no zman that's ponui. Leis zman ponui minei. So when there's something going on, there's something going on. When there's nothing going on, then that's the zman for hachana, for when the something will go on. The person understands that's the whole inyan of Krishma l'amitah, because Krishma is the time a person lies down in bed, he's doing nothing, and that's where the yitzhar hara settles into a person. Why? Because he's not doing anything. That's why there's a mitzvah of Krishma belayla. Krishma is telling us that be'etzem, this is all the hachana. The b'shach b'cha is that tomorrow morning we can wake up as rizos b'ashkava. And that's the Indian. Why is the Indian to get up early? First Sif in Shulchan Aruch talks about it. The Indian of Yizgabe Kari. Why? Because when there's the Indian of Yizgabe Kari, then it's Megala that the whole sleeping was a Hachana. A person who's got a Hachana, a person who's preparing something, so when it comes to the actual thing itself, he's very excited. That's the whole Tachlis of preparing. If the whole night is to prepare, that we should get up the next morning with Gishmak, so then the person gets out of Gishmak. If sleeping is in an independent mode of switching off, so it's very hard to get up in the morning. Very hard to get a person going again. But if the whole sod of the sleeping was only kedei, the whole sod of the sleeping was only kedei to get up, so then the whole sleeping is a tachlis, it's a tachlis, it's all the hachana. But the goyim, the night, goes after the goyim, the day, and there's a day, and then there's a night, and then the morning starts from the morning, the yom starts from the next morning. But the yidden, the yom starts by night. Why? By the goyim, after a hard day's work, the night is there to waste time. The night is there to space out, to switch off. To switch off doesn't exist in Yiddishkeit. Other rabbi, in Yiddishkeit we believe that if there's a switching off, it's only a hachana. So therefore we begin our yom by the night, because the night is a hachana for the next day. If the night is a hachana for the next day, then the aleph piece of Yiddishkeit is Yizgabe Kairi, get up early. This is the soul of Yiddishkeit. That's why the first mitzvah, that a bar mitzvah boy is in a kaim, is Krishma Shalayla. Krishma Shalayla is the first mitzvah is Mekayim. Why? Because that's the vote. The vote is, till you bar mitzvah, you aren't mechuyev in anything. Till bar mitzvah, you could live your life, you're not mechuyev in a Torah or anything. Now, you have to realize that there's no more menucha in your life. Even when there is menucha, it's a hachana for the rest. So we said before that Krishma shows that in you. Because Krishma is mechayev you that b'shivcha v'visacha is a hachana for the v'lechtecha v'derech. The v'shachbacha is a hachana for the uvkomecha. You're not Messiah das. V'nifte levavchem, Messiah das, it's v'sa'atam adem lehim achem. It's dangerous. It leads to a kenita avodah zara. Krishma points out to us this inyan. It's the savior against all the taivas and hirurim, because it's saying that we're busy now with the hachana. We're busy. It's like the inyan of oisik b'mitzvah, not oisik b'mitzvah. It's like the inyan of Torah's magna matzla. When you're not doing anything, you're not involved in anything, so then the yitzhar can settle it. So Mela Yiddishkeit begins the first night. The bar mitzvah boy says Krishma b'net. Says Krishma is becoming upon himself now that I realize that even the zmanim of menucha, even the zmanim which seem ponui, are not really ponui anymore. It's a hachonet, and hachonet is a hoi chazach. Every yirida that a person has is letzorech aliyah. That's why it's called a yirida letzorech aliyah. So you have to realize that even the yirida is not stam in vain. A yirida is not in vain. A yirida is letzorech aliyah. Like the Tefer Shlomo says by on the Gemara Megillah, kashin yeridim yeridim ad le'ofah, kash lo'ilim o'ilim ad le'kachovim. When they go down to the offer, that's a hachana. That's a hachana. You always plant. You always plant things in the ground. And all the planting and the sowing and the seeding is all a hachana for what's going to come out. When Klal Yisrael are yored in Adla offer, it's a hachana for going up. We have what to do there in the offer as well. And that's what Bilam was looking for, that rega, and he couldn't find it. He was full of znus, which means he was full of shiamum. He didn't do anything in his life. Of a yid, it's not like that. A yid hasn't got a reg upon him. In the midbar, we were mechiach the lest as upon him in it. Even in the midbar, which is a mokim of nechashim and akrov and mazikim, lest asar upon him in it. There's no mokim doesn't have. We're busy with avodas Hashem there the whole time. There's lest asar upon him in it. There's no zman upon him in it. And Bilam is looking for a certain rega. When you can't find that rega, that means that Klal Yisrael are busy. There's no shiamum in their lives. Everything's either a hachana to something, or the thing itself, or anything is you read as a hachana for the aliyah. There's always something going on, and that's what Bilam Bemis says. Bilam's made. Married the Kenevuas. Hein am kalovi yokum uchari is nasa. Rashi says, "Kashen oim de bazuch of dal, kashen oim de mishinos and sharchesem is gabrim kalovi v'chari lachte v'samitzus." Little boy, tzitzit is likroy shema laniach tefillin. Other rabbis with the moridikas rizus. Why was Bilam saying this? Because the vote is that when they get up as rizus, it's megale that the whole night's sleep was all a hachana for this. It's a hachana for the mitzvah, it's like the mitzvah itself. So Bilam's searching into the zmanim of Shiamum. He's searching for the empty spots in order to stick in his Zuama there. And if he testifies that they get up by his gabrus, he's testifying that the mafreya can't even makala them belaila. Because Zrizus is always a simon that the whole night before was a hachana for this. And then he also says Mimon Afa Yaakov. And Rashi says, Ein cheshba mitzvah shema kayim ba'ofa. Even when they're done in the offer, it's not stam. You see, you read the Letzarech Aliyah, they're finding mitzvahs there as well. You cannot find them at a mokim, at a zman, where they're empty. And therefore you can't be mekallel them. Therefore they're not shayach to Orah, they're only shayach to Baruch. Adam Rishon was creating Gan Eden, was put into Gan Eden of the Olah Shamra. He's got work there the whole time. Nochash came to him and told him to waste his time. That's an aura, but the Kodesh Baruch is mevarech Adam. So that's what Bilam couldn't find. That's what Bilam couldn't find the Nakuda. The whole Avodah Zarah Baal Pa'or was Avodah Zarah, which you're doing nothing. You're doing nothing. It's an Avodah Zarah of leis tachlis, leis nothing. It's an avodah zara nothingness. That goes together with znus, because shiama batola is mevila de shiama. Pinchas brought the koach of Krishna there to save them. The koach of Krishna is the koach of the znus of shingas shiamum in by Yidin. So these parashas lemaisa we're reading on the Meir Tzon. We haven't got a bez amigdash. In other words, it needs a drisha. The avoida for us now, if there's no Beis HaMikdash, so then the avoida is the avoida of tzipia, of hoping and yearning. When there is a Beis HaMikdash, then there's the avoida of Beis HaMikdash. When there's no Beis HaMikdash, then there's the avoida of tzipia to the Beis HaMikdash. And that's what the parash is teaching us, Al Pi Hashem Yis, Al Pi Hashem Yachna. That's the parash of Eile Masei B'nei Yisrael. It's Mahalten Ein Nasiya. We're going in one Nasiya. We want to see him. It's aim, same. Doesn't make a difference when Al Pi Hashem Yisa, Al Pi Hashem Yachna. When we stopped, when there was a chaniyah, it was only a hachon. It wasn't the chaniyahs coming after. Otherwise, it would say Al Pi Hashem. Does say that. But the pshat is that the Yidden understood, and that's why we never knew how long we were going to stop for. The whole stopping wasn't a stopping l'shem atzmai. That's the side of a yid. So just like the bar mitzvah boy goes in that day with Krishna, so too this is be'etzim how a chelik of the Torah finishes. The whole life in the midbar showed us that there's not a rega of shiamo. A person's doing nothing, so he has to. Noam Melech talks about it. He has to be mechaven. There's a fire, and a person will jump into the fire. The whole time, a person's got to be making sure that he doesn't fall into a matzav of shiamum. This is what our avoid is, to show that leis asa ponimilei and leis zman ponimilei is an era of avoidus Hashem that is chal in every single thing. And this is be'etzim what you see today, that the yitzharas today technology is working to waste people's time, to play games and to watch things and to. It's killing a person that he's got plenty of time. If he's got plenty of time, then it's batala, maybe the shimum, and that's the whole problem. If people wouldn't have time, that's why it's so bad today. People used to work very, very hard. And when they worked very hard, there's no time. Now there's time, and people are wasting time. And when people waste time, so that's when these things can settle in. So therefore, we have to realize that avoida. Also, we see the... Hoshe Hashirim, speaker we've discussed many times, of Pirashi, Hoshe Hashirim is based on the idea of the Gaguim, the Gaguim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has, the Gaguim that Klal Yisrael have and HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash. So what are we supposed to be doing? We're supposed to be reminiscing, we're supposed to be thinking of how Gevaltig it is into building up our Tzipia. And so in Shashim it talks about Mayofu Pomaich Panolim even the going to the Beis HaMikdash, the walking to the Beis HaMikdash, the hachana for going to the Yom Tov, going to the Beis HaMikdash, the hachana itself, the walking itself, it was so beautiful. In other words, the Beis HaMikdash took around everything, everything that the coming to the Beis HaMikdash, everything the Beis HaMikdash was involved. The Beis HaMikdash is a place that involves us. The Beis HaMikdash is a place that's never dead. So they used to take korbanos from the kites on Mizbeach. If the Mizbeach was empty, they used to take korbanos from the kites on Mizbeach. That's the Inyan. Korbanos from the kites on Mizbeach, because you mustn't leave it there, the Mizbeach empty. The Beis HaMikdash was a place that taught us that has to be, a person's life has to be full. A person's life has to be full the whole time. He's got time now, learn something, do chesed, go and speak to somebody, take something. For a person's got to look for the whole time. But to look for the, that's the Eko Oil Malchus Shemaim. Eko Oil Malchus Shemaim is he's got to look, he's got to be busy, he's got to busy himself the whole time. Mustn't be Messiah Das. And that's what the Beis HaMikdash, that's what the Beis HaMikdash taught us. And that's what we're missing now. So therefore we have to work on the Tzipia, we have to work on the Hachana, we have to work on all these Inyonim, and then we'll be Zoche Beis Hashem to the Gula Shleim Amitis Meher B'Yameinu Amen. It's a place that looks empty. It's a place that's empty, it's a place that's desolate. And the purpose of taking the Eden there was to show the Lesa Asapanamine. Sometimes a person's life, or a person's day, or a person's whatever, seems empty and desolate. And that's to teach us that no, a person's got to fill it up. If he's not in the mood of learning, go and do a chesed. If he's not in the mood of doing chesed, go and daven. If he's not in the mood of davening, ichreis, whatever the case is, we have to fill up. That was the tachlis. Eile masse. Even when we're bal kochach, we have to take a break. Nevertheless, we have to know that as soon as you give that break, a shame that it's a hachana for the next thing. So then already it's not called batala, and then already it brings a person, it's megan on a person that bad things shouldn't come in, shouldn't seep in. Yishevisa Hashem, the Nevi Soma, the Eina Doime, a person that somebody's working in the king's palace, he's never Messiah Das for a second. That's what we felt when we had the Beis HaMikdash. That's the Aleph Beis of Yiddishkeit. The Aleph Beis of Yiddishkeit is that a person, there's never a moment of betel. There's never a moment of betel in a Yid's life. Chol derechecha da'ehu. A person's got to know a Kodesh Baruch Hu. A person's got to do everything. Chol derechecha da'ehu. The Inyan of a Yid is to know that he has to the whole time be doing, even the Chaniya. Yosef HaTzadik is the Lashon of Yosef. Yosef means to Hisofa. Yosef is a tzaddik. Mitzrayim is a mokum where they did nothing. It was full of zima. Zima is a bechina of batala. Maybe they did zima, maybe they did shiva, maybe they did zima. Mitzrayim was a mokum batala. Yosef is a tzaddik. Was megala. They got to work hard in Mitzrayim. He gave the pisrin of the cholim. They got to work hard in Mitzrayim. Yosef is a tzaddik. Is one that teaches that person's got to be moist the whole time. There shouldn't be any batala. So he's that one who's also shem and habris. If he's the whole time shem shemaim, shogel pivi. If he's the whole time busy with Ruchnis, and even though he's in Mitzrayim, and even though he's in the worst place, but his name is Yosef, and he understands that wherever a person is, you know, it's all the hachana for becoming something else. So Yosef HaTzadik is the Lamilash, and he suffer the whole time. You've got to be Moisef and Moisef and Moisef and Moisef, and even though you haven't got your father, and you haven't got the yeshiva, you haven't got, you've got to be Moisef, Hoylech, Moisef, and that's the opposite of Mitzrayim, where Mitzrayim is a Lashon Meitzah. Meitzah is a Gvul. So you've got a certain amount to do, Mugbal. There's the shir between Mincha Marev. Not that the person is doing the whole time. The person has to realize that the person has to do. It's anyway, it's okay.